Hello everyone, welcome back to a Bubble Tea Talk podcast. It's me, Annika, and welcome if you're new, and welcome back if you have already listened to a few of these. I totally feel like talking about the end of term, the end of the school year, because I'm currently on my final day of school, and since we're not actually in school, it really doesn't feel that ceremonial, but I am so happy that it's over. This has definitely been the fastest year yet for me because I don't know, I really enjoyed doing home learning and stuff like that, but obviously everyone's had their challenges and everyone's found this year different, but it's definitely been the odd one out. And well, I just thought we'd have a good chat about it, and I'm going to cover some points about what to do during your summer break, and how to get some closure, and how to really feel like you've finished a school year, that you're proud of yourself, and how to come back feeling fresh and motivated next term or next year. I'm trying to keep that out of my mind because, you know, the stress is getting more and more every year. So I'm just trying to stay relaxed and not think about it, but that might not be the best strategy. Anyway, again, this isn't like my advice, but it's more like just me talking about how I feel about it, opening up the conversation, and yeah, just having a nice little talk, a bubble tea talk. Firstly, I just want to say, no matter how you thought you did this year, no matter what your grades were, or how much work you did, or how much studying you did, and how much you revised, whatever that is, just feel proud of yourself, because you know, school is hard. School, not only is the lessons and tests and things like that really hard, but actually mentally school is so draining, and there's a lot more to it than learning, unfortunately. But yeah, everyone finds school like draining in different ways. But yeah, we've all had a bit of a kick here, and maybe lockdown has been for the better or for the worse, but it's definitely made me see things in a different light, and it's made me feel more proud of myself for just really pushing through and getting stuff done. And at the same time, I am feeling like, oh, there was loads of stuff that I didn't do. There was loads of grades I didn't get. There's loads of this and that. But you just got to move past that and realize that school's really hard, and give yourself credit for getting through this year. Well done. You did it. And whether you finished like a semester or you're in college or anything like that, just feel proud of yourself, and remember that your worth isn't defined by your test results or how well you did in a certain class or something. And yeah, move on from that, and then you can properly enjoy the summer, and you'll be feeling fresh and motivated for next year, and then you can put in even more effort and, you know, just really strive to be your best if that's something that you want to achieve next year. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is closure, because it's been really difficult trying to understand and create some kind of difference between your school day and your switch off time, and, you know, when you've got holidays or when the weekend is, because everything kind of merges into one and you're in the same place lots of the time. You know, there's not so much rigid structure as normal, and you know, it's really difficult to distinguish when you're working or when you're doing school and when you need to have some downtime and relax. So I've definitely found that difficult, but this is like the mega challenge, how to find actual closure from your school year, because it's definitely been different per different schools and institutions and stuff, but my school hasn't been setting many live lessons and stuff like that, so I really have been living a holiday for the last few months plus some tasks and some lessons to do. So really I have been living like a summer holiday, and now it's the end of term, I feel like, well, how am I going to distinguish between the term and the summer holidays, and how I'm going to make the most of the summer holidays and all of that kind of thing. So my tips for kind of creating closure and feeling like you've completed the year and it's over and you don't have to go back there for another 6 weeks or 2 months or however long you have off, I would say my number one thing is make an event. Like, just try and do what you'd normally do at the end of the school year, but you know, with a socially distanced twist. So whether that be parties, meeting up with friends, going to the beach, getting fish and chips, or getting a takeaway, or you know, having a great movie marathon all night, staying up all night, sleeping under the stars, going on a hike, going on holiday. There's a way you can make everything work here. And while it's going to be more different and it might not be the best thing or the same, but doing things that you'd normally do will help you and help your brain like think, okay, now it's time to switch off. Now it's time for the summer holidays. Now it's time just to let my brain, you know, have a break, relax, and, you know, feel rejuvenated. So, for example, if like having parties is something that your school does, or like your group of friends or all of that kind of stuff, like high school parties or any other kind of party, if that's something that you do, then you can always have a socially distanced party. So have a few people over in your garden or something like that, and just have it outside. Obviously, if it's good weather, that's perfect. And you know, you can have an all right party socially distanced. So obviously follow the government guidance, and like if you need to wear a mask or stuff like that, just make sure you're doing all of that. But you can still have a really good time, jam out to some music, some tunes with a couple people in your garden or something like that, just to, you know, make yourself feel like you're at a party and it's the end of term, so you need to celebrate. And if you normally go out for a meal with your family or with your friends or something, then you could always just get a takeaway and have it outside, or just have a takeaway with the people that you're socially distanced with. Not socially distanced, like in lockdown with. And to be honest, school ending for summer has come at a all right time during this kind of whole lockdown corona thing, because now things are starting to like relax and you can go out more, you can get food, and there's loads more things you can do now. So really it's come at a good time where you can be much more flexible with it. But this obviously varies where you're living and what the restrictions are. My next tip in terms of closure is make sure that you email the teachers that you've really enjoyed having this year and that you are really thankful for and grateful for, because, you know, good teachers are unfortunately a slightly rare occurrence. And normally if you're at school, you might give them like some wine or, you know, chocolates or some kind of present. But if you are, you know, you can't go into school and you can't see your teachers, then just drop them an email or send them a letter or something like that through your school. And then they get to know how much you appreciated them, and that'll make them more motivated to stay being fun and whatever they were that you liked about them the next year. So I really recommend this, and it makes me feel like I'm dropping off a box of chocolates, but just in the form of an email. So yeah, I just like to do things that I would normally do or that have been restricted by lockdown or something like that. Just try and keep some normality and some kind of tradition or something like that. Just keep it all up, because generally you can find a way to achieve anything. Okay, now I'm going to move on to how to not feel useless and bored and stupid and restless all summer. Now you might be thinking, how the hell am I supposed to do this? I'm stuck at home for 2 months with no motivation or drive to do anything. What am I going to do? How is that going to help my brain? What am I going to do? Please help me. I have definitely had this feeling, and I definitely felt very keen not to spend 2 months in front of Netflix, you know, in my bed, not really achieving, not really enjoying, not making the most of this summer. And you just have to think of every summer as like a zesty opportunity, because I'm such a summer baby. I absolutely love it. I live for summer. And while I enjoy the winter in some ways too, like Christmas and hot chocolates and stuff like that, I also really like summer is definitely my favorite season, and I feel the most alive and the most grateful during those months. So I just have to grasp that, and I always feel really guilty when the sun's outside and I'm just inside on Netflix or doing work or something. I always feel really guilty that I'm not enjoying it. So that's kind of my own drive. But if you don't have that drive, just try and find something that makes you feel like alive and feel like you're a human being that's here for a reason, and that you need to make the most, you know, you'll make the most of your time here and make the most of this amazing, gorgeous summer. And while you know, some people might be very used to traveling a lot, and maybe you had big holiday plans or big travel plans this summer, and you're feeling a bit disappointed about that because you can't go, just try and make up like try and make up your own little holiday at home, or try and travel within your country, or just down the road, go camping in your garden, go on little hikes or treks or tours or a road trip around your area or something like that. Places that you haven't explored but actually not that far away from you that you can go to just because that you can actually go to because you don't have to cross borders and stuff like that. So I really recommend that. And if you are brave enough and if you feel like you're ready, then there are actually some flights available now. You know, you can do a train journey, do a road trip, take the ferry, things like that you can do. Obviously, always wearing a mask and following the guidance, but there's loads of opportunity this summer to make the most of it and to make the most of your hometown, your home state, your home country, and just make the most of not traveling. Just think about it. You're saving the environment, maybe saving someone from COVID, and you can just, have an awesome road trip. I mean, that's the best thing to do. If you're with your lockdown buddies, then you could just be in a car and, you can probably drive places and have a great time. And also, you can check out my podcast, What to Do During Quarantine, for some other ideas if you're worried about getting bored. But I think the best thing to do is to create some kind of project or long-term thing to do for a while, like a month or 2 months. So, for example, like learning a language or something. But if that kind of thing doesn't really motivate you, then just set yourself tiny little goals, like, okay, I'm gonna wake up and spend 5 minutes practicing my instrument, or I'm gonna work on my blog, or I'm gonna try and see friends every single weekend, or things like that that will improve your mental health and help you feel like you're having a holiday and you're having fun and you're doing something with yourself. If that kind of thing, those kind of things are great to keep in place and make little habits about that, and like set up like a calendar. Like you can print out really cool calendars on Pinterest and like, stick it on your wall and like try and fill it up with so much fun things to do. So you always feel like you've got like a really great thing on, you're on the verge of a great thing. Also, how could I not mention the summer wardrobe? Obviously, that's like, I swear, it might be a good or bad thing, but having a good summer wardrobe makes me feel really ready for summer, and I feel really excited to wear all my skirts and dresses and stuff, and I feel like I really want to go out so I can wear them. And so I really recommend checking out the charity shops and boot fairs. I just went to one last weekend. It was amazing. I picked up a lot of nice things for very, very cheap, and it's all sustainable because you're just recycling and rewearing things. So I really recommend that, and I really recommend just making a good summer wardrobe that makes you feel really confident and makes you feel like you're just, ready to face the world or your street. My other tip here is like how to not feel useless and how to feel like you're making something of yourself and you're improving yourself without loads of stress from exams and stuff. I really, really recommend Skillshare. This is by no means an ad or anything like that. I actually really, really like Skillshare. I've been using it a while on and off during lockdown because I know it's quite popular and it's completely free if you don't use the premium one. And I've been finding the free one really great. And there's so many classes on there. You can type in anything and you'll probably find a class for it. From how to be a barista and make your coffee at home, how to improve your creative writing, or classes on chemistry, or random things. And there's so much out there, something for everyone. So I really recommend, even if it's just taking one class, their lessons are like in between like 2 and 7 minutes long. So if it's just like every evening you do one of them, and that makes you feel like you're improving yourself and that you're learning something and you're keeping your mind active and that will help you in the future, then by all means, just go for it and just try one of the classes. And if you don't like it, you can just switch to another class and you can do multiple ones at a time. I'm currently doing the creative writing boot camp. I'm trying to do one lesson a day, and it takes me like 10, 15 minutes to complete them with the tasks and stuff. And there's so many on there, and I really recommend it. So, but obviously there's loads of other ones like Masterclass, and there's like Yale classes and loads of universities offer like free courses online. So if that's something that you want to do, then just go for it, because it just, you know, it makes you feel like you're learning and something, and you're investing in yourself and your hobbies and things that you're passionate in. So I really, really recommend that. And it, yeah, it's like a way that really helps you learn, but makes you feel like you're not doing it through school, and it's something that you're actually interested in instead of algebra. Oh God, I'm so happy I don't have that for a few months. Okay, my next tip is to read, because while this is going out of fashion slowly but surely, and I'm really unhappy about it, but we have to change that, I really recommend just getting a few books for the summer. You can get used ones, go to a secondhand bookshop or go to your library or something like that, and just pick up a few books that you're interested in. There's loads of online quizzes you can take that recommend books to you and recommend authors and stuff like that, and just ask around. I really recommend it, because it's always good to have good books while you're on summer break, and books help you like wind down, relax, they like improve your imagination and so many other skills, and there's so many benefits to reading. And the number one is that it's so much fun, and when you get a good book, it's so good. And lots of people say that, oh, I don't really like reading it, it's not for me, but normally it's just because they haven't found a book that they really like yet, and that's really unfortunate. But I really recommend just checking out what kind of books you'd like. So if you want to see what books you like, check out quizzes online, or ask your friends that might have the same kind of interests as you, or you can always check like the book awards and things like that for, you know, books that have won awards obviously and stuff like that. So I really, really recommend getting good book, because wherever you are, you always can do some reading, and it also can help you feel like you're not just doing Netflix with your life, and you're actually, you know, you're doing something other than Netflix. And it's so easy, just pick up a book, lie in your garden, lie on your balcony, lie in your bed, and just get on reading. So yeah, to wrap up that tip, set yourself some hobbies, invest in yourself, do things that you enjoy, do things that will keep you occupied and that you will benefit from. And yeah, number one, just have fun. Just have fun. Meet up with people. Go out in the middle of the night. Like, watch the stars, watch the sunrise. Like, just do everything that makes you feel really alive and really happy. And then you will have the best summer ever. And just a disclaimer, like, I know that not everyone can do this. And if you're still stuck at home, then I completely sympathize with you. And like, I really hope that you can find ways of feeling contentment and, you know, happiness this summer. But just please don't rule off fun and happiness and making the most of summer because of the last few months, or because of lockdown, or because you can't travel. Just try and make the most of it and do what makes you happy. And whether that be, you know, your morning skincare routine with the sun beaming through your window, or if that's eating dinner with your family, or, you know, anything that makes you feel happy that you might be doing that you might do anyway while you're on holiday, then I just really recommend that. And you can, like, trust me, you can have the best summer ever and not travel outside your country and not even travel anywhere. So I really, really hope you enjoyed this podcast. It again has been very messy. I always say this, but I'm more of a chatty person and I never really stick to my points. So apologies, but I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you can take something away from this, checking out some classes on Skillshare or something like that. Then I really, really recommend that. And thanks so much for listening. Basically done for the year. I feel so happy about it. I'm really excited just to see what this summer holds, and you should be too. So yeah, by the way, we do have a Bubble Tea Talk Instagram. The handle is bubbletea.talk if you want to check it out. And yeah, I'll be podcasting soon. So bye.